This is the Rod Fathers Podcast, hosted by Abbott Brown and Maximilian.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rod Fathers Podcast, hosted by Abbott Brown and Max Halley. I'm one of your hosts, Max, and this is
Abbott.
Today, we will be talking about fishing in Ocean City, the different rods and reels we use, and what kind of fish we catch, and the baits we use.
All right, so let's start off with our rods, Max. What type of rods do you usually use?
Personally,
for what type of fish are you using those rods for?
Well, personally, for bass fish, I use my Ugly Stick reel. It's a pretty good reel. It has a 30-pound test on it, so it can hold pretty big bass. And it can also catch some other things like flounder and stuff like that. How about you, Abbott?
So I'm a big bass fisher, and the rods I use is I have a Lewes carbon fire rod, which is for like jigging and frogs that I use for bass. And my reel is a Lewes KVD special reel with 50-pound braid test on it. Because I like to use frogs a lot, and I want to make sure I get a good hook set and don't break any lines. So you're a bass fisherman, usually?
Yeah, I normally fish for bass, but sometimes I like to go off the Ocean City Bridge down by First Street. And, you know, I'll just fish off there and hopefully catch some flounder.
All right, so when you're bass fishing, what type of baits do you like to use?
Normally I have a bobber just for in case I just have multiple rods going, that way I can see easier. And I also like to use top line frogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're easier to see, and the bass seem to like them a lot, especially when you're reeling them in. The bass seem to jump on them, and you can get a good hook normally without getting the hook caught in their stomach and then having to kill them.
All right, so when I'm bass fishing, I usually go to So I live in Delaware, and I have a couple of neighborhoods near me that I like to go bass fishing in, usually in the spring and summer, because that's when it's the most fun, and they're usually the most active. So I like to use my go-to on a day that I just want to catch something and just go out and chill is usually a Senko, which is like a worm. It's just like a plastic worm on a
Yeah, I've used those before. They're pretty good.
Yeah. My favorite color for those is green pumpkin or black and blue, because the black and blue, especially in the dark water, the fish like to, it really catches their eye with that blue sparkle in it. But sometimes I'll go out in the morning and throw a topwater frog, because it's just a lot of action, and it's always a good adrenaline rush when there's a big bass blowing up on one of those.
Another thing was, what time do you like to go fishing? Like, when I start in the morning, I'm probably, like, 7 in the morning, and at night, I'm probably, like, 5:30, 6 p.m.
Yeah. If I go in the morning, which isn't very often, I go at, like, probably 7 also, just when the sun's coming up, and it's not too cold, it's not too hot yet, and the fish are more active. But in the afternoon, I usually like to go, like, an hour or two before sunset, because the weather's nice and the bass are usually active then, and it's just a good chill time to go out and catch a couple fish.
Yeah, and what's your personal best catch?
My personal best is for bass, which is like mainly what I only fish for, is around 6 pounds. I didn't have a scale at the time, because this was when I was first getting into fishing. I do have a picture of it, but it was at a neighborhood. It was at a country club near my house on a golf course, and I was using a chatterbait, actually, a black and blue chatterbait, and when I reeled it in, it was about, I'd say about 6 pounds, but again, I didn't have a scale, but that was definitely the biggest bass I ever caught. How about you, Max?
My personal biggest bass, I would say it was roughly 9 to 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it had a tag on it too. It was pretty big.
Oh my god.
So I called the place and they rewarded me for it. They gave me $250 for it.
Oh wow.
It was a nice little chunk of change there. And I've also caught some eels too in my pond in my neighborhood. We have eels that like to swim under the dock. For the eels, I also do fish for minnows too. I have a minnow net. So for the eels, I mostly get the minnows and then hook them on there. And the eels like the live bait because they see it move and everything.
Yeah.
But say the biggest eel I've caught has probably been about like 3 feet. And those things are slippery, man. They're hard to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah. What, and you caught that on a minnow?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, I would, a few summers ago when I would go flounder fishing, I would put a minnow trap down in the bay and I would put dog food in it to attract the minnows. And I would put that down in a creek down near the bay. And then a couple days later, I would go retrieve those and put them in a bucket and then go out on my boat with my family and go for some flounder. And what I usually do for flounder or sea bass is I go to the store and I get a squid tube kind of.
Yeah.
It comes in like a little box and we usually put those on a jig and go out like 10 miles and drop that down with a minnow and a piece of squid on the hook, and that usually seems to work for me when I'm out there.
Yeah. Now, what's your favorite type of fish to eat? Personally, mine is mahi-mahi.
I do enjoy mahi, but I have to say I like to eat flounder the most because I always like put that in the taco with some lettuce and cheese and some hot sauce. So that's like my favorite thing to eat for fish.
And how do you like to cook that? You like fried, blackened?
I like it fried the most. My mom or my younger brother usually fries them after we go out.
Yeah. Whenever we go deep sea fishing, whenever we catch mahi, I always blacken it and then put it on a sandwich with a little mayo. Mm-hmm. Best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of baits do you have you ever go out on a boat for flounder or anything like that?
Yeah, so we have a little 27-foot Pathfinder. It's a nice little bait boat, but we'll go out there on like Sundays or something.
Yeah.
And we'll hang out under the bridge in Ocean City, catch some flounder, or sometimes we even catch some bluefish, which I don't know if you know, I've caught one before, but they tear up your line a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my favorite, funniest things when I'm out there fishing in the offshore is like when we're out flounder fishing and you catch a ribbon fish, and those things are annoying. They have the sharpest teeth and they're just like super squirmy and annoying, but they do have a cool color, but we always throw those back.
Now, have you ever been fishing in the Chesapeake Bay, like under the Bay Bridge at all?
No, I've only ever fished on a boat like out, it was in Florida, and also when I go out around here, I go in the Indian River Inlet. I go out under that bridge, and what I usually call it in Florida, I go to Anna Maria Island, and there's a guy, our friend lives down there, and we go out on his boat, and we usually catch a lot of jack, I think they're called.
Amberjacks.
Yes. Yeah. And my older brother, coolest catch ever was my older brother caught like a baby hammerhead shark, and that was really cool to see.
Yeah, when I go rock fishing in like the Chesapeake Bay Bridge under the Bay Bridge, they've been like scarce this year because all the, you know how dolphins can travel in like the brackish water?
Mm-hmm.
So the dolphins will come up the river and then there's like nothing you can do. You have to run at least an hour or two east or west to try to get the rockfish. Right. And most of the time when you catch them, there's like this disease that's been going around on them. And they have like these like red like spots on them, and it's all nasty. And you just do not want to eat those fish.
Right, right. Yeah, you don't ever want to eat a bad fish. That would not be good.
Yeah. Have you ever caught a shark before?
Shark.
Besides the baby hammerhead, but
I don't think I ever have caught a shark. I do really want to go surf fishing and catch a big shark. I have been shark fishing at Estigue late at night one time, and my funniest experience was one night at the drive-on at Estigue. We had the bait. We had like a bunker head on a I forget what rod we were using, but we put it on the hook, and me and my friend paddled out late at night on surfboards, and we paddled all the way out past the break, and dropped the bait out there, but sadly we did not catch any sharks that night.
Yeah, and how much do you think you spent on fishing? I mean, me personally, I'd say it's been like $1,500 to like $2,000.
Yeah, I'd say around $2,000, because especially when COVID started, that was how I got into it, and I would just go to Dick's Sporting Goods like once a month and just load up on baits. And I was also subscribed to this company called Mystery Tackle Box, and they would send me, and it's like a subscription where they send you a box of mystery baits every month, and that can go from bass baits to flounder rigs and all types of stuff. But I thought that was really cool and made just the fishing experience more fun and exciting.
Alrighty guys, we are going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we are going to talk about our favorite YouTube fishers and some of the culture and competitions going on in Ocean City. So at this point in the podcast, we're going to be talking about our competitions. Do we like to watch YouTube fishing? Do we go fishing with friends, or do we go in alone? And also, what is our most fish caught in one session? And then we will round it out with the culture of fishing in Ocean City. So first up, have you ever competed in any fishing competitions?
I've never competed in a serious fishing competition, but my dad owns a campground and they do fishing competitions around there like once or twice a year. And I have been in one, but it's nothing serious. It was just for flounder and sea bass, like who would catch the biggest flounder. And there's also an ongoing competition throughout the whole season of that campground, where once a month, whoever has the biggest flounder catch wins like a $50 gift card to the camp store down there. But other than that, no, I've not been in any competitions.
For me personally, I've done a couple competitions. I've been in some bass fishing competitions. I have a friend who goes to Montevello. It's in Alabama. He is on their professional bass fishing team, and he's a really good bass fisherman. I think he's won like 4 or 5 NCAA tournaments in bass fishing. And whenever we go out, we mostly win. I mean, I think the prize money for most of the competitions is like $250 in gift cards, which is nice. Most of them are to like Bass Pro or Cabela's. That's really nice because, you know, fishing costs a lot. Mm-hmm. Other tournaments I've done, my uncle owns a 90-foot Viking, and we go out fishing in the White Marlin tournament every year. Last year, we caught a 70-pound tuna. We got like $50,000 for it, which isn't that much for his boat, because whenever we go out for gas, it costs like $5,000 a day for his boat. So the 3 days we go out, it doesn't really make that much of a profit. But it's still fun just to be in those competitions and just to compete with everyone in them.
Now, you mentioned Bass Pro Shops and Cabela, so I'm going to ask you, where's your favorite place to get baits and rods and all that?
Personally, for baits and stuff, I like to go close to my house. There's a little place in Fenwick. I think it's called Fenwick Fishing Store. Nothing fancy or anything, but they have some good baits there. I mean, there's not a whole lot of selection, but it's the best of the best there. I mean, they have basically the 5 baits that you need to catch everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or I like to go to Fenwick Hardware, too, to get rods and stuff. They sell everything over there. What about you?
I usually get my rods from Dick's Sporting Goods or Lewes.com, because I'm a big Lewes guy. I like their rods a lot, especially for bass. Baits, I used to go to this little bait shop next to my house. It was run by a guy named Harvey, but he passed away, so that bait shop isn't there anymore. But there's this place called Jim's Bait and Tackle in Roxana that I'll go to.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's
like a little selection inside of a guy's garage, but that's really nice. But if I really want to stock up, I usually just go to Dick's Sporting Goods at the mall in Salisbury.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cheapest option for buying in bulk.
Yeah.
That's the most affordable.
Do you have a favorite brand of baits you like to use for bass?
I mean, I use everything. It depends on the day. I have like five or six different baits in my like fishing bag. So it depends on the day, but mostly I like top water frogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what catches the best.
Yeah, I like this brand called Guggen. They make a lot of bass baits. They are really expensive, but if I want to treat myself and use a good quality bait with good with good motion in it, I usually go Guggen. But other than that, I don't really care as long as it's got good shape and good color.
Yeah. And do you watch any YouTube on fishing? I know personally I like to watch Black Tip H.
Yes, I do. I love Black Tip H. I like to watch the Guggen Squad for bass. And then my favorite fish YouTube fisher, I'd have to say, is his name's John B. He's a part of the Guggen Squad, and he goes all around America and sometimes out of the country to catch bass, and he goes to like the biggest and most popular spots in America, so he's definitely my favorite.
Yeah. And do you like fishing alone or do you like to be with friends? Personally, it depends on the day. It depends how I'm feeling. I feel like morning fishing, I'm more of like an alone guy. I just want to like chill out, have a nice quiet like morning just fishing. But at night, I feel like I like friends, you know, it can get a little rowdy, we can have some fun.
Yeah. I'm fine fishing alone and with friends. I definitely love fishing with friends because it's just more fun. We each can use a different bait. It's always fun when you're catching it. But I also just love being out on a body of water trying to catch some fish. But with friends, it's definitely more fun. But it's also no problem with fishing alone. It's always relaxing just out there in nature.
Yeah. Now, what is the weirdest way you have caught a fish? I know me personally, I have hooked up a line to a drill before, thrown the line out there, and then drilled it back in as my reel. I caught a little bluegill on it. It wasn't much, but it was still funny to watch.
The weirdest thing I've ever done is probably tie a leaf to a little hook and tie it to a... Or no, sorry. I tied fishing line to a little stick when I was at this little neighborhood next to my house and put a leaf on the hook. And then tossed it out, and I caught a little bluegill on it and just pulled that up, basically. But that was probably the weirdest thing I've done.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been, like, fly fishing before? Or, I know, like, net fishing where you, like, wade into the water. I mean, in my creek out back, we have mostly carp. So, if we want to catch anything, that's how we mostly do it for carp.
I've never been fly fishing, but I do use cast net sometimes. But that's usually just to catch bait, like minnows or shiners or something like that.
Yeah. I know this is a controversial topic, but do you like to kill fish? I mean, I feel like for carp, they're a very invasive species from China. So whenever we do catch one, even though they're not very good to eat, we'll mostly just kill them, even if we don't want to eat them, just because of how it takes over the bet.
I agree. I don't think you should just kill a fish just to kill it, but if it's like an invasive species, yeah, but... My little brother, he sucks at hook setting, so every time we go fishing, he catches a fish, and the hook is just in its stomach, so it's just basically dead at that point. But so if you're eating the fish, yeah, fine, but I don't think you should just kill a fish just for fun.
Mm-hmm. And now, for the new fishers out there, when they catch a fish, how should they, like, revive it so it can go back into the water?
So once you catch a fish and you've had it out of the water for a while, like this, speaking on bass... So you don't want to just throw it back in the water, especially if it's a bigger fish and if it's just not, it's not like a young fish. You want to set it, you want to have its mouth open, so you want to lip it with your thumb, and then you set it back in the water, the shallow water, and then you want to hold it in your hands for a little bit and make sure its mouth is still open so it's getting water through its gills. So you want to move it forward and backwards just so it's getting a nice good water flow in there, and then kind of just want to hold on to it until it starts moving, and then you can just let it go and they should swim off.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep them lively. You don't want to just throw them back in there and hurt them.
Yeah. Now, what is your most fish caught in one session? For me, we had about 10 people on a boat and we caught 20 keepers of rockfish. The limit is 2 per person per day. I'd say overall, though, we caught about 40 to 50 fish. I mean, it was like every other second you threw your rod in the water, you were bringing up a rockfish.
Mine was like 2 summers ago at a pond, at my uncle's pond, and it was me and my buddy, just me and him, fishing for some bass and some bluegill, and I think I caught 18 and he caught 12 fish total. Well, like 3 were like bluegill, and then... Or my 3 were bluegill, and the other 15 of what I caught were just like little bass and a couple bigger ones too. But I was using a jig that day with a crawfish trailer on it, and he was using a topwater plopper.
So let's talk about the fishing culture in Ocean City. I feel like a fishing culture in Ocean City, like the locals around here, that's all they know, I feel like. It's either fishing or surfing, or it's just the beach in general.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that a lot of the older fishermen are really cool. I think the culture's inviting, because like the White Marlin Open is just a huge competition. I think that brings a lot of attention to the culture around here. But I don't think that there's been any big issues with it. I think that it's pretty inviting. There's not really any judgment if you're new to fishing or anything like that. Like, everyone's been there.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a good culture around here.
Yeah, I feel like when I first started fishing, I went out on the Ocean City Bridge. I didn't really know what I was doing at all, and I saw this guy keep on bringing up, like, flounder after flounder, and he even caught a ray, and I'm like, how are you doing that, man? And he's like, the older fishermen around here, I feel like they want to teach you. They want to, like, pass on what they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very inviting. It's not, no one's really judgmental or anything. It's just it's a good vibe around there.
Alrighty, guys, that is all for today.
So I just want to thank you guys for listening in on our podcast today. Next time, join us for our special guest, who is a local competitive fisherman.
And remember to reel in the knowledge.